you know, people sing at home, sing along, and I'd always have music on in the house and I'd always sing along, and I realised I had actually just completely stopped. Two years down the road from my cancer treatment, and I still couldn't sing.
Cancer erodes self-confidence, erodes sense of self. It alters the way you look, the way you feel.
I think initially it was something physical, but then it became, I think, this, I don't know, this, the only way I can word it is an emotional block. I think it just, some things just have such an emotional connection to who you are that it's quite difficult to get back to that person or become a different version of that person.
Singing is an expression of self. When our sense of who we are and what's happening to us is changing drastically, we can wonder if we have the will to sing. Is there any point in even trying?
You're almost too frightened to tap into that emotional side that you didn't even want to visit it.
I like the flowers.
This programme is about singing. Singing even when you thought it would be the last thing on your mind.
But I remember I'd been driving home in the car and I suddenly realised I was singing along to the radio. And it was quite, to me, it was a big event.
Christine Cronin is a founding member of the Brave Hearts Choir, Cork City.
I remember coming in and saying to my husband, I started singing in the car, and it was like somebody kind of drew back the curtains on a sunny day. It was just really lovely. Mm.
The choir is for anyone whose life has been affected by cancer. But cancer is never the focus.
Have a seat, so, and we'll take Alleluia out.
There is a sort of an unwritten rule that you don't talk about your illness experiences.
That's bass singer Kevin Gainey.
It might be quite obvious, you know, when somebody is on chemo, it becomes fairly obvious, but it never actually comes up as a topic of conversation. It's a refuge.
I think the phrase I used to use was give yourself a holiday from it. You gave yourself a holiday from dealing with cancer, even if it's only for a couple of hours.
The night before the Brave Hearts rehearsal, Christine is in the middle of a giggly, chatty, enthusiastic bunch of girls. They're thinking up menu ideas for a camping trip.
Well done. Well done.
They're the Crosshaven branch of the Irish Girl Guides. And Christine is their leader tonight.
So what we're going to do now, could I ask you to put your bits of cord and rope back into your patrol box, please? And remember, if you've new guides in your patrol, help them with what they're supposed to do. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yep.
The girls are creating the warm feeling of a campsite right here in their hall. They're sitting around an imaginary campfire in the middle of the room. They call it the green fire because the fire exit in the dimmed light casts a green glow on the floor. Singing and leading girl guides are two of Christine's passions, and they come together here.
Campfire singing would definitely be something that most guides would experience. It's not a performance. I think that's very important. It's never a performance. It's all about singing together for fun. The way you sing at a campfire is supposed to reflect how a campfire burns. So when you first light a campfire, it's very small and not burning very brightly at this point. So we start off with quite quiet songs. And then as the campfire takes light and builds up, it gets bigger, our songs get louder. And then as the campfire dies down, our songs get quieter. And then at the very end, when your campfire maybe has almost died out, you're singing the very quiet songs just before bedtime.
Well done. And I was the one that got caught out this week. There's always someone in this week, it was me.
For Christine, singing is so comforting. It's such a natural thing to do. Finding herself unable to sing, first physically and then emotionally, was devastating. So when her voice returned, she was all the more aware of how precious it was. a solace to be able to sing after coming through the awful experience of cancer and its treatment.
I had heard this radio program, and it was about choirs, and people then were talking about what a benefit they found from singing in a group.
The idea for the Bravehearts Choir was forming in Christine's mind, a choir for those affected by cancer.
It was something that wasn't there, and maybe it was an outlet for people. You could come along and nobody was going to look at you twice if you'd no hair, or you're wearing a headscarf, or you're just not yourself that day, or whatever.
It turned out Christine wasn't the only one listening to the radio programme that day. Joan Moore was inspired too. Although they didn't know each other, they both attended Cork ARC Cancer Support Centre, and that's where they each decided to share their idea, separately at first, before being brought together and encouraged by the centre staff.
We decided to open it up to anybody who had an experience of cancer, either directly themselves or a close family member or friend, or even not a close family member. It could be somebody, you know, you could have a work colleague, anything like that, that cancer has somehow affected you. And we never ask anybody. It's entirely up to them why they come to the choir. And that sometimes, you know, tea break and things, people get chatting and they might tell you, but that's entirely up to them. We never ask anybody. It's something you could come to, and if you were going through treatment and you weren't well and you couldn't come that week, that was fine. So I know some choirs can be a bit more pressured than that, so we didn't want it to be like that. It's just somewhere that you can feel comfortable and not under pressure. Though we do expect people to learn their music.
Cork City. Mid-morning on a Tuesday.
No, where do I know?
Gael Taka is enim den Andromeda an seo, agus tamid acur an gaelan con cín sa I cahar Corcaí, gomor mor.
Kevin Ganey is a bass singer with the Bravehearts Choir. This morning he's indulging his passion for the Irish language.
We're here on Sullivan's Quay in Cork. Porti Hula One, and we're gathered here together, about 30 of us, con Gael and the Lord. Copan Cafe Velgut and Giscora.
The group are gathering around this huge table. Everyone has a mug of coffee or tea in their hand. They meet here to chat Os Gaeilge every Tuesday morning, but it often ends up in a sing-song. That's something that suits Kevin just fine.
Singing was a big part of the home life. Everybody at home sang. You know, you'd get stuck in the line and somebody else would fill it in for you or whatever. And there was always music in the house.
Kevin joins in with the singing. His eyes are closed, as if remembering something from a long time ago. Coming to Gael Taka and joining the Bravehearts Choir were two decisions that Kevin made after his wife passed away.
When you retire and you lose your wife shortly afterwards, that's a double whammy. It's a big life-changing experience. I had to change with it. It wasn't going to change back. And I had to reinvent myself and find ways of getting out and about and meeting new friends and so forth. And because Bravehearts are a fun choir, very good quality choir, but a fun choir, that suited me down to the ground.
In the Bravehearts choir, there is this unwritten rule of no questions asked when it comes to cancer. That's something Kevin really appreciates because he finds it difficult to keep going back over the experience of losing his wife, revisiting that painful time.
People are trying to be nice and they're trying to be helpful, but when an awful lot of people ask you, how are you? And you have to answer the same question very, very frequently. It's very, very well-meaning and so forth, but it can also be difficult. Eventually, you develop a kind of a way of answering the question very quickly and moving on. But within the choir, it doesn't arise. People just don't talk about their troubles. They get on with enjoying themselves for that 2 hours and having a chat about all the other things that are coming and going.
Hello, my name is Rosemary Harrington, and we're just standing here on this beautiful bridge over the River Lee in Cork City, outside the Western Gateway building, where I'll be going in for my choir practice with the Brave Hearts Choir shortly.
Rosemary is smiling, thoughtful. She's leaning gently on the bridge, watching the river flow past. UCC students are walking and jogging by, chatting as they go.
It was my first ever mammogram. I was 50 in July, the end of July, and I had it done, not knowing anything was wrong, until I got the letter in the door.
A shocking letter, asking Rosemary back for more tests.
It was another mammogram and ultrasound and biopsies and a roller coaster. The mammogram actually saved my life. If I hadn't have gone for it, you know, it would have been later stage, and God only knows, I don't want to even think about it. And a lot of people don't avail of it, and I think they're very foolish, and every woman should go and avail of the mammogram. But thankfully, we got off the roller coaster and all is good. It's always on the back of your mind. They can't say that it'll never come back. Hopefully that it won't, like, but there's always that possibility.
Rosemary has such a warm presence, confident and cheery.
Before, you know, I would have been stressing over stupid old things, like, you know, bills and all. But it's once you're alive and you can get up and you're healthy. And as they say, your health is your wealth.
It was while she was in the hospital one day that Rosemary discovered the Brave Hearts Choir. She was waiting to go in for her chemotherapy. The poster stood out like this beacon of happiness and hope. It said, new members wanted. She didn't think twice.
I'm a soprano. I'm in the soprano group. So I am like reaching the high notes. It's like I come in and I leave all my worries and cares outside the door, and I'm just there and I enjoy myself when I'm there. It's just like a bird flying. I'm free. I'm singing. Do you want a hand, Sheila? Yeah. Are you all right?
Into the rehearsal, and the place is buzzing. A tiered lecture hall has become a bustling gathering of choir members.
The side now of the room is the sopranos. Over there then is the altos. And you see all our handsome men there up the back.
There's quite a crowd gathering around Rosemary because she's given a sneak peek of the treats she's brought along for the tea break later.
We have cream eggs and everything tonight.
Rose is the boss.
Christine Cronin is sitting sideways in her seat in the altos so that she can talk to the ladies beside her and behind her.
There's always a lot of chat. So I think the trouble is getting us quiet enough to sing.
Mango, mango. Can you get that out so we'll be as organised as we can?
Catherine is handing out the music. Catherine is our musical director. And we'll be doing our warm-up exercises now in a minute. And we'll be raring to go.
Little clusters of conversation have broken out all over the room. Large, convivial groups, as well as smaller gatherings of 2 or 3 friends chatting quietly.
I'm Janice, and this is Joan next to me here. I love the social aspect of it, you know, and it's very uplifting.
Joan Moore is one of the unassuming founding members of the choir.
I'd been through chemotherapy, and I just felt that it was something that people on chemo can do without too much effort, you know, and it's enjoyable. And there's the aspect of it, you know, you have to get yourself together to get out of the house, rather than sit at home, look at the four walls and feel sorry for yourself.
Okay, lads, we'll stand up, so shake out the hands, shake out the legs. Lovely. Now, hold on to your tummies, lads. Big breath in, so. Stomach, relax.
Around the room, muscles are visibly relaxing.
Always through the mouth.
Okay, hunched shoulders are loosening.
And little tummy puffs. So let them come pulling in each time, each note.
Choir director Catherine Buckley has transformed the giddy excitement of the room into focus and calm. Voices are loosening, expanding.
All right, lads. So, alleluia, so please. Sopranos, it's going to be all about you for a lot of it because you have melody. Melody has to be the one we have to hear all the time. The rest of us are supporting you. So I'll give you your notes, starting with the basses.
Rosemary is in the sopranos. You could forgive her for feeling a bit daunted, but nerves are not Rosemary's style.
We just have to watch Catherine and stay quiet when we're meant to stay quiet and sing when we're supposed to sing.
Have the alto, so... Okay, lads.
It's full concentration. There's no room for thoughts or worries. You just need to get these notes right. Just concentrate on this.
Okay, any chance you could last through that, not breathe between the two?
See, everybody knows the melody. But the challenge is not to break into the melody when you're trying to sing the harmony.
I walk this floor.
Kevin is right up at the back of the choir, going over and over the low, rumbling bass line.
The bass on its own doesn't sound like anything. It's completely unimportant. But when they're singing the melody, without the bass, it's monotonous.
It sounds a bit like life itself. The light, happy moments made all the more precious for having experienced the dark and sad ones. Devastation often lives alongside pure joy. We keep going in the hope that in the end things will work out, like the separate parts of the choir coming together. We will become stronger.
A victory march, it's a call, the days are broken. Alleluia.
We will be able to walk on.
Just leave all my worries and troubles behind, and I'm in the moment, and I'm happy, and I'm enjoying the singing.
You've been listening to Sing, a celebration of the power of community and making music together. Sing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee and is a Grey Heron Media production for RTE Lyric FM. Sing is presented and produced by Mary MacDonald. Gail Henry was the commissioning editor for RTE Lyric FM. Choir rehearsal and performance recordings were made by Dermot McIntyre and Daniel Clancy. The series was directed by Dermot McIntyre.